Combining democracy and mass culture, the format is archetypally American, yet has proved to be highly exportable. Even more people likely watch their own pre-election debates abroad, including with encouragement from America's non-partisan Commission on Presidential Debates, in fledgling African and Eastern European democracies, than tune in to America's. These are not trivial accomplishments. Setting aside many moments of dullness and inanity, the four-yearly televised event is an enactment of American democracy and an advertisement for it, of which Americans should be proud. But they can forget that for now. Debating Hillary Clinton in 2016, Mr. Trump strains the rules to the limit. He interrupted and physically intimidated his opponent and promised to jail her. In Cleveland, he largely ignored them. He interrupted, contradicted, and traduced Joe Biden, and sometimes also the moderator, Chris Wallace of Fox News. He cavilled and scowled. He huffed and he ranted. The ferocity of his claimed grievances was formidable. It was also ludicrous. It might once even have seemed comical, were he not America's president. His criticisms of his Democratic rival were familiar, mostly or wholly inaccurate, and often contradictory. He accused Mr. Biden of being so tough on crime that he had alienated African Americans, and so weak on it that he refused even to utter the phrase, law and order. He accused him of being so enslaved to the left that he was pushing the left-wing policies, such as Medicare for All and the Green New Deal, that belonged to the Democratic rivals he trounced in his party's primaries. When Mr. Biden pushed back, Mr. Trump crowed that he had just lost the left. But many of his attacks were more personal. He suggested Mr. Biden was unintelligent and levelled unsubstantiated corruption allegations at his surviving son. At times, Mr. Biden responded in intemperate kind. He called the president a racist, a liar, a clown, and enjoined him, "Will you shut up, man?" But this was not a two-way fight. Mr. Biden's rehearsed, chuckling forbearance was more striking in the moment than his insults. And Mr. Wallace's increasingly desperate remonstrations were almost exclusively aimed at the president.